It's Orlando and Sandy, presented by SCL Mortgage. Here's the great Sandy Clough and Denver Broncos all-decade right tackle Orlando Franklin.
Mike Kliss is our 9 News Broncos Insider. He's presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, and I've been following your questions in advance of training camp rather closely. You addressed question number 8 today, and surprise, surprise, it has to do with what we were talking about a few moments ago. Questions about this offense. Can the Bronco offense score an average of 25 points a game, which is average, pretty much average by today's NFL standards? And you point out, going back to 2015, this offense has ranked in the 6 ensuing years in scoring 19th, 22nd, 27th, 24th, 28th, and 28th. They've got to be better than that this year, don't they?
They do. And it's, really the only additions that they made were Javonte Williams, the second round running back, and that's a pretty good skill position, addressed there. Although, you know, Philip Lindsay wasn't too bad at this point last year either. You've got the return of Cortland Sutton, which is probably the key to this offense, and perhaps Teddy Bridgewater also, if he wins the job. Obviously, the quarterback, a better quarterback play is where it all starts. But it has been, no matter what they tried 2 years ago or at this time last year, Elway really addressed the offense. It was his top two free agent signs in Melvin Gordon and Graham Glasgow. It was his top two draft picks in Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler. And, he backed it up with Cushenberry in the third round, with Albert O in the fourth round. It was all offense. And the plan last year was the Broncos had to start scoring occasionally 30 points if you're going to beat the Chiefs, which was question number 9, by the way. Can they beat the Chiefs?
Yes.
Kind of goes hand
right.
in hand.
Right.
This year, it seems like George Payton has reverted back to trying to stop the Chiefs. Most of the offseason moves were about fortifying the defense. The top two free agent signings were cornerbacks and Darby and Fuller. Plus, they re-signed to big money Justin Simmons, Shelby Harris, and picked up the option on Vaughn Miller. Those were all defensive players. And then the first round of the draft, they go with another cornerback in Surtain. So, yes, 24.8 was 16th last year in the league.
Yep.
And so that's why I used 25.
Sure.
They've been nowhere close to average. And really since Peyton's third year here. And Peyton got off to a great start in 2014, but the final 7 games, the offense started slumping when Peyton got that quad injury. It was not a good offense in 2015, and I say that one reason why this slump, this skid has happened for the Broncos is John Elway. They won a Super Bowl without good quarterback play, without average quarterback play. And Elway, in my estimation, kind of fell into the line of thinking that if you have a great defense and just
Agreed.
An average,
Agreed.
Average quarterback or offense, you can still win. And it turned out that not having a good quarterback, a solid quarterback, has haunted this team the last 5 years.
Mike, a lot's been said over the past week when it comes to the ownership of the Denver Broncos. Just really want to get kind of how you see it right here now, July 19th, 2021, as far as, you know, the direction you think that this thing is going, and just really an update for some of our listeners as well.
Yeah, basically, all that's happened is a major legal hurdle has been cleared as the trustees go through the process of making a transition to the new owner.
Right.
And that remains the same. It's either Brittany, it appears, or a sale to an outside investor. That hasn't changed. It's just that the lawsuit impediment has now gone away. so they can go about their process, go about their plan of determining whether it's best that it remains in the Bolin family or it should be sold to someone else. You know, I am covering the story, and I am not opining on what is best, what I think is best for the Broncos franchise. I'm just saying that with the lawsuit dismissed and a promise to not contend the amended 2009 Pat Bolin estate trust, you know, with the daughters agreeing to not contend that again, you know, that's a pretty significant legal hurdle. Now, is it Brittany or should they sell? And I'm not sure where Joe Ellis and Rich Slifka and Mary Kelly, those are the three trustees, where they are with that. You know, I'm sure they have a pretty good idea what they want to do. They have not revealed it. Maybe they haven't come to a final decision. In fact, I don't think they have, you know, made a final determination. I think they can still kick the can on this thing till, as I understand it, May of 2022. That's when the NFL is going to want a controlling owner as of now. They can always push that date back.
Or they're going to get fined if they don't have a resolution by that point. And I think this whole thing, I see the subtle or maybe not so subtle hand of the NFL in all this. Resolve your legal problems. Then you have no obstacles. Sell the team. Listen. The team, by all estimates, I'm sure you're getting the same thing, is worth $3.2 billion at the present time.
Yes, and that's what Forbes came up with. There's two schools of thought on that on that price tag. One, with the gambling component now part of the NFL, there is thought that it's going to fetch a couple more billion.
Absolutely.
Than that. I still think that's a quantum leap. The previous sale of an NFL franchise was the Carolina Panthers for $2.2 billion.
Yes.
Before that, it was the Buffalo Bills for $1.4 billion.
Yes, so they have been see the trend.
There's an $800 million increment there. Yep. So either the Broncos will sell for $3 billion. I think that's the floor. And that may even be... $3 billion may even be the expected price because, as you say, I do believe the NFL would get involved. In Carolina, for instance, there was a group, an entity, that offered more than $2.2 million. In fact, I think their offer was more like $2.7 billion. Billion, I should say, not million. $2.7 billion, and the NFL took... you know, the current owner who was inside the NFL family with Pittsburgh as a minority investor took the $2.2 billion offer. So the NFL, I do think, will have a large say in who the Broncos sell to, if indeed they go outside the family.
Mike, with training camp 9 days away, obviously, we're all paying attention to the quarterback battle, 50-50, according to Vic Fangio. In your estimation, what's the next important thing, question mark, for the Denver Broncos after you get the quarterback pitcher figured out?
Well, I'll go in order and not disclude the quarterback. First of all, Aaron Rodgers has to make his announcement here.
True.
In the next 9 days. That's number one. If he does not report to the Packers, that brings the Broncos back into the picture again. You can't, you know, that is number one. And if he reports to the Packers, then it's Bridgewater and Drew Lock. I have said it to me. It just looks like, and I know it's, They would proclaim it as Locke's job to lose. He's the incumbent. He knows the offense. He's the you know, the hope for the future. But the way it looks to me, I think Bridgewater is the man to beat based on what I saw in the OTAs and the fact that they acquired him.
Yep.
You know, if they loved Locke, they would not have acquired Teddy Bridgewater. And so I give Bridgewater a little bit of the edge going into training camp. And then my next question mark for this team, guys, and I'm kind of getting into my nine-question series, but I think the biggest question mark for this team, aside from quarterback, is whether or not Vaughn Miller or Courtland Sutton can return to form.
Good point.
Sutton's the best player on offense. Vaughn is the best player on defense. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Vaughn to come back from a season-missing injury at 32. It's going to be tough for Courtland, a physical 50-50 ball is his M.O., coming off an ACL. If those two guys are right, then I do think expectations of a 9-8, 10-7 season can happen. If they struggle, then, I think the Broncos are going to struggle too.
Thanks, Mike. As always, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right.
We will be talking to Mike, of course, a couple of days before training camp opens next Monday. Mike Kliss is our 9 News Broncos Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Yes, the Aaron Rodgers story continues to develop. 9 days away from training camp, and there are those close to Rodgers who believe that he will, in fact, report to the Packers. We'll talk about that next.